One's a paraphrase. How lovely are the dwelling places of the Lord. Hello, dwelling places of the Lord. You are lovely. And guys, you are lovely, as well as the ladies are lovely. Our Lord has chosen to dwell in you. And you've heard that this week, I'm sure you have. I just want to read one scripture, and then I want to close with one lyric, okay? So, how many think Jesus was given an answer from the Father when he prayed? You think our father, his father, gave him what he asked for? I do. I believe it. Okay? Jesus, in John 17, is praying to his Father. And he said, but now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. He goes on to say, I do not ask on behalf of these alone. He's talking about his disciples who have been with him. But for also those who believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. That is why you have been given the gift of this camp, the speakers, the counselors. The love of God has been shown to you, but it's for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave. And as you grow and as you learn in him, you will give. At the end of this scripture, at the end of this prayer, it reads, O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love which you love me may be in them, and I in them. So I'm going to leave you with a song lyric. We sang this years ago, and I can't even remember the whole song. All week I was going, Lord, what's that whole song? You know. Well, we sang this song that we are gathered as the body of the Lord, and we worship him in one accord. Okay. But one of the lines in the song is that when lives touch, how many have you had your life touched this week, huh? Huh? And unions formed that cannot be denied, okay? You'll have touched some through this week, and I guarantee you some of you will already have unions formed and will continue to have unions formed. But what is made through that is that the body of the Lord is visible, okay? When lives touch, and unions form that cannot be denied, we are made visible, the body of the Lord. And that, we are his gift to the world. And I want to encourage you in that, because I really do believe that this generation, wherever you go, will affect in the earth the image of our God. Sorry. I want to send you off with that. I want to encourage you in that, okay? And enjoy your adventure in our God.
Enjoy the adventure. Amen. Do you and Jim or Caleb have any? You're good with that? Okay, they're good with that. We did want to give you guys opportunity. If you haven't had the opportunity to share this week, you know, how your life has been touched or you know, something that you got out of youth camp this week. If there's anybody, camper or counselor, that would like to share that this morning, we'd like to give you opportunity to do that. Anyone have anything?
I don't really have anything to say, but that everyone here has changed my life so much, and I'm so thankful for everybody here, and that God would bless your life.
Amen. He keeps saying he doesn't really have anything to say, but I think he has a lot to say, don't you think? I think the Lord has a lot of things to say through him. Anyone else? Come on up.
Sorry, I get really nervous, and I did not know how big this was until I got up here. I think everyone says that, but like, holy cheese. Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to thank everyone here, because I know, like, we have, like, the awards for most enthusiastic, we have most spiritual growth, but I really think when everyone gets here, we really all grow as a team and unite for God, because before I came here, I really was an atheist, and I did not believe in God, and I would nothing. Oh, sorry. I wanted nothing to do with him. And I think just everyone being here and coming together and just knowing that there is so much more to life than what is going on at home or at school and everything. And you have so much more to live for that what everyone holds to you. And just I think I did this last year too, is when I came and I was like, oh, I'm going to be real spiritual here. And I'm going to leave and I'm going to go home and be like, woo, whatever. And now, like, being here, I really want to go home and I just want to work through God's worth in people and open up people's eyes to God through me to him.
Good job. Anyone else? Come on up.
Raise your hand if you're a first-time camper. I just wanted to tell all of y'all, y'all have blessed my socks off this week. I'm so proud of y'all for just stepping out in what the Lord has told y'all to do, and I look forward to seeing y'all come back next year, and he's got good things in store for you.
Amen. You know, I was thinking the other night, We kept saying, me too, this week, you know, like there's people around us and yeah, me too. I do that. I have that, whatever. But you know, I thought the other night, when I was looking around, them too, you know, sometimes we have all this stuff happening around us and we kind of like get into this conversation where, oh, well, this is my problem. Oh, well, this is my problem. It's a little bit bigger. And we think it's some sort of, race or something to build off of. I have that too. But I think what my eyes were opened up to a little bit this week was them too. All those things that are going on in our lives and in the lives of the people around us, we have to understand that all of those things are in other people too. They're struggling too. So as you go back to your homes this week, remember that, them too. You know, sometimes we like to think that, you know, we corner the market on our problems, but we don't. Everybody struggles and everybody has those issues. But here's the thing, you know, we know that the most powerful gift that we can have inside of us is Jesus. And you all have that inside of you. And if you didn't before or didn't feel like you had it before you got here, you do now. You know, we give trophies, but honestly, we can't really measure the growth that has happened in each one of you this week. You know that. Your leaders know that. So go back and be empowered by those things that God has worked in you, even if it's just a little nugget. If it's just a little thing, build on that. And then that eventually, it's like a snowball. You roll a small snowball down a hill. Eventually, by the time it gets down to the bottom, you have a gigantic snowball, right?
Yes.
Yep. Right. You know, avalanches aren't started by gigantic pieces of snow. They're started by what? A flake. It's all started by a flake. So what God has started in you this week, be faithful to have that grow. Do the actions every day that make that grow. Okay, so that's reading your Bible, and that's being surrounded by people that encourage you, and that's being involved in your churches and your youth groups. It might be going back to your churches and say, you know what, I really enjoyed working in children's ministry this week. Maybe I can do that at home. Or I really enjoyed working in whatever it is you did this week. But grow that. I think that's important. Does anyone else have anything to share this morning? Come on up, Catherine.
Hi, guys. As you know, I sang last night, and I usually don't like singing in front of people. I do come from a singing family. I know it's in my genes, and it's just never something I really wanted to do. And last year, someone told me that that if I would just sing, I could speak to a lot of people. And so I signed up for worship workshop again, thinking, you know, I'm just going to be in the back. And then Miss Beth said, anybody want to do a solo? And I was like, nah, I'm definitely not doing a solo. And she said a duet, and me and Trent were going to do a duet. And then it just ended up me singing the first verse and him singing the first verse. And I just want to thank you for supporting me through that, my worship workshop class. And thank you all for everything you've done this week. So, yeah.
Good job. Anyone else? Come on up, Leah.
Hi. As you all know, I'm Leah. And, well, this week I've been, I'm a little unprepared.
It's all right. Take your time.
My heart's beating like bam, bam, bam. Anyway, this whole week I've been to this church camp last year. First year, and this time it hit me just as hard, but the previous days in this week, I have been actually rejecting it because I was afraid of going back and getting hurt again, because kids in school, you know, they're mean. They are very, very mean, and they will break you down, and because of that, I was extremely insecure. I wouldn't go outside. I wouldn't go to my siblings' games or anything, and last night, Pastor Josh, he helped me. He said, hold on, trying to look for it, that he gave me this pick, and he said, this is going to, say that this is the Holy Spirit, and that you're trying to, he wants to let you in, but you won't accept, and if you do, then you got him in your life. And right then and there, I was just broken, and I let him in my life, and I was on the altar right here. And I was crying so hard, and then out of nowhere, I saw my grandfather, and he went up to me, and he kissed my forehead, he told me that he loves me, and then suddenly I had a vision. I was standing right here, exactly like this, in front of my whole church, and I saw myself older, stronger, and I was holding the pick right here. And I was telling them this exact story, that except I saw the name Pastor right above me.
Good job. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Amen. Anyone else? Come on up.
I just want to say that this was my first year, and that when I came here, I wasn't too close to God, and when I came, like drew me closer to God, and I just like being up on the stage and having to do music, and it just changed my life.
Yeah. Amen.
Nothing. My friends got told me in my house, all this is gone. Your mama, your daddy, everybody in camp told me, my family, my cousins, I love to death. I miss this waking. I love you. George, I know is a Sam's. To Josh and me, towards Mama, Josh, then Hiles, he put about God. And he told me he my favorite. Hiles, I know good pastor. I know you had a in your life through your wife, future. I know it's hard through myself in your life. Kevin and my wife, to Lisa, through me, through Grammy, through in the camp, towards Nathan, towards Diane, towards Gina. It's not like or Emma or Caitlin. Y'all or my sister or my wife, Mama, I know you're hurting. I know it's okay. I know and doubt your life of your future of the families in your life. Every day in that or that. I know to your death, I know you, my family, mama, the whole county told us that.
Good job, John Michael. All right. Getting close to dismissal. Is there anyone else who has anything to share? You.
Yo again. I guess this has to do with basically everything, everybody that's come up to talk today, the other day, all the pastors that have come to talk, just be bold. Because yesterday when we were having the evening service, Caleb had prayed for me, and he told me to be bold. And after that, I had found the heavenly prayer, I guess, the words that only me and God would understand, and I began to pray for other people. There weren't that many people that I prayed for, but I did pray for some people. So just be bold, and don't be afraid to go and talk in front of a group. Don't be afraid to go and pray for somebody that you think may need it. Don't be afraid to do anything that God has called you to do.
Good job.
Dear and boys, when you go home, pray for me for my shoulder.
Amen. All you boys and girls, when you go home, pray for his blood sugar. Okay? And he loves you, right?
We love you too,
Curtis. Okay, so could I ask someone to go in the back and tee up the phone? All right. And so all the counselors, if you could come up. So you guys worked on stuff this week and showed your creativity and did all those things. And so we prepared a little something for you. Who else needs one? You guys need some down here? All right. Can everybody at least see one? All right. I don't have any more. All right.
Caleb's got us. We're the fearless leaders, Beth.
Oh, great. That's okay.
Okay, that was fun, right? And we do want you to go home, but we really do appreciate you being here. So someone mentioned it earlier this week, and the lyric to the song that Casting Crowns sing just comes to mind for me. And it is, we're not meant just to survive, but we're meant to thrive. And I want you to go out this year, and I want you to go forward in life, and just the goal here is to help you to thrive. And we want you to thrive today. All right? God bless.
All right. We have to make sure that the kitchen is ready for you. I think they probably are. If not, just have to give them a few minutes to get things set up and ready to go. Till then, get your pictures, your selfies, and make your acquaintances, and get your things. And if you're staying, thanks for your help. God bless you. Till next year.